thinking about stuff. What stuff? I told you not to think about it all the time. It's really not good for you. And it's killing me to see you like this. I know it's hard. Trust me. I've been going through the same thing. I remember thinking that I would never get out of my depression. And there was no point even trying to search for any help. At one point, I even gave up and accepted my fate. I thought that's just how it was supposed to be. Until one day, I've realized that I'm killing myself by constantly thinking negatively and bringing myself down, more and more down. I've realized that life is too short to waste time on thinking about what's wrong with me or things from the past or what will be in the future. Of course, it took me time to recover, but whenever things started to get into my head, I always went to do something, like listen to music and stuff. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyways, I came here because I wanted to do something for you. Well, most importantly, I wanted to make you forget about everything you're struggling with right now. So let's not talk about the depressive stuff right now anymore, okay? Yeah, I know I started it, but still. I know something that will help you relieve some of that stress you collected for days, probably. What? Listen. No, it's not an option. I know you feel like you don't need anything, but I really want to do this, okay? It's not like I'm forcing myself or anything. No, I genuinely want to do this. Do what? We will get to that soon, but for now, can you make some space for me on that bed? I need to lay right next to you for this. By the way, I'm sorry if I sound like I'm trying to put you in your place or something. That's not what I'm trying to do. I just want to get to the thing. Good, good. That's what I want. Now, could you close your eyes for me? What? You don't trust me? Nah, but seriously though, close your eyes for me. Please? Thanks. Alright, so look. I know probably make you nervous, but don't open your eyes no matter what I do, okay? Just trust me. This is gonna be good for you. Relax. Relax. It's just my hand under your shirt. I just want up a little bit for what's coming next. Shh. Don't think about it for now. Just focus on how my nails gently on? Do you want those lips to touch you? One, just one move, and my lips will meet with your ear. Don't you want that? You can be honest with me. It's okay if you think sexually about me right now. I'm just teasing you. Let me show you what I really meant to do. My lips feel nice when I suck on your ear like that, huh? But you know what I think you would also like? If I nibble. I hope you don't mind me teasing your dick with my leg down there. You were so lost in what I was doing up here that you didn't even notice. That's okay. That means I'm doing a good job. Remember when I told you I wanted to do something that will help you release some of that tension? Well, I don't think there is a better method than a good handjob from a pretty girl like me. Are you shocked? To be honest, this was my plan the whole time. But now that I know about just how sensitive your ears are, it's just going to be even better. What do you think? Will you let me jack you off? I can whisper and play with your ear all the time. Would you like that? You're not saying anything. Should I take it as a yes, or maybe you just want me to do what I want, huh? Is that what it is? Because if that's the case, then I'm going to take your cock out right now. My hand is slowly moving down to your dick. Are you going to stop me? Or are you going to let me do this? I'm touching it through your pants right now. Last chance to say no before I take it out. Here we go then. Oh, look at this. How dare you hide such a precious thing from me? Bad boy. How does my soft hand feel on it? Nice, right? It's so hard for me already. Should I stroke it? Looks kind of painful. I wouldn't really care if you said no at this point, to be honest. I really, really want to jack you off so badly. I brought Luke with me too. It's in my pocket. It surprised you again, huh? It's not the last time I will surprise you. Let me take it out. is sort of slapping your skin, so it makes extra noise, and that's so hot to me. You like it too, huh? I think your cock just got even harder for me after that. Should I keep this in you? Or should I just apply this love to your cock and start the real fun? I think you want the second. Ready? It can be a little cold at first. There we go. Let me oil the whole thing up. Let's make it messy. I'm not gonna lie. It turns me on even more when you're quiet like this. You're being such a good, obedient boy for me. I love it. Alright. I think that with would be enough. Now, the moment I've been waiting for. You hear that? Wet, sticky sound filling up the whole room. Do you want me to speed up? That's it, baby. I just want to get you off. There is no need to tease you any longer. As much as I would like to play with this cock for hours, edging you, I can't because I know how much you need this. Do you want me to go even faster? Would you like me to finish you off? Let me make you come, baby. spilled all over my hand. Come on, I deserve it. I've been a good girl for you. Please come for me, baby. Let it all out. Come on. Come over my hand. So I can lick it off. Taste you. Yes. Yes, baby. Yes. Somewhere that gum is good for my skin and bunch of other things too. Yeah, I know, it's probably some just dumb shit to encourage girls to do it, but I like to swallow anyway, so it's a win-win for me. So yeah, did I help you relax a little? Did you enjoy this little treat? Let's do this again.